Today is Thursday, and here are some of your comments.
We got lots of email about our coverage of a polygamist group in the Southwest. They're known as the FLDS, which stands for the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Most of the letters ask us to reinforce the fact that the FLDS is not connected with the Mormon Church.
Kevin Johnson, who identifies himself as a real Mormon, writes, the FLDS polygamists are not Mormons. You did not claim they were in your story, but you failed to clarify the fact when the sheriff of El Dorado erroneously referred to them as the Mormons. The FLDS may call themselves Mormons, but the Mormon Church disavows polygamy and excommunicates those who practice it.
Others felt we did a good job, including Renee Judkins of Las Vegas, who writes this.
I cannot tell you how much I appreciated your story. I am Mormon and so tired of reporters getting the FLDS Church and the LDS Church confused. You specifically differentiated us in the story so no one would be confused.
Two corrections now. Last week, we broadcast a story about the Palm Beach County Health Department and the unauthorized disclosure of a confidential list of people who had AIDS or who were HIV positive. The story erroneously reported that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention does not support HIV reporting because of fears that it will deter people from being tested. The CDC has advised all states to collect HIV data as an extension of their AIDS surveillance effort, and it has found no evidence name-based HIV reporting is a deterrent to testing.
Also, in our review of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, we misidentified the actor who plays Arthur Dent, the film's hero. The actor is Martin Freeman, not Tim Martin.
Listener Morton G. Smith of West Terre Haute, Indiana, says we left something out when we spoke with a member of the Indiana House.
At the last minute, Representative Troy Woodruff of Vincennes switched his vote on the issue of daylight saving time. Indiana doesn't currently observe it, but thanks to Mr. Woodruff's decision, it will.
Morton Smith writes, your report omitted a crucial piece of information, the reason for Indiana's longstanding aversion to this clock-changing business. Indiana is located in the far west of the Eastern time zone. For the folks who live in Boston or Washington in the eastern end of the time zone, you probably take waking up in the morning to daylight for granted. But because of the legislature's vote to turn the clocks forward, those of us in western Indiana who get up at 7 a.m. to go to work are now going to be waking up in the dark 10 months a year, North Pole style.
Finally, a comment about my chat with Colin Malloy. He founded the rock group The Decemberists. In one of their songs, The Infanta, Malloy sings a rare and catchy word.
Here she comes in her palanquin on the back of an elephant.
I admitted that I had to look up that word, palanquin, in the dictionary. Malloy explained it's a canopied box in which royalty ride or are carried by others.
Well, listener Jody Ono wrote to take issue with our pronunciation. She says it's not pronounced palanquin, but palanquin.
Well, back to the dictionary we went to find out that both are correct. In fact, there's a third pronunciation, palanquin.
And it can be used as a verb as well as a noun. To palanquin or palanquin someone is to carry him or her in a palanquin or a palanquin.
So there you go. There'll be a quiz tomorrow.
Send us your thoughts. Write to us at atc@npr.org. And don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. Just one pronunciation, please.